C+42. GSC Headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. William Godfrey had no clue what the remarkable events in Birchwood would mean for his future as GSC chairman, or indeed for the future of the GSC itself, but right now that seemed like just about the least important thing in the world. Even for the power-driven Godfrey, the sight of two bona fide extraterrestrials not merely landing on Earth, but communicating with a human being in front of the media's cameras, was one which transcended political concerns. Despite the personal embarrassment of being so utterly bamboozled, Godfrey also couldn't help but tip his hat to the Machiavellian genius of Richard Walker's elaborate hoax, which had, after all, taken in the rest of the world just as fully as it had taken in Godfrey. In the few hours since the contact site had been cleared and secured by U.S. federal agents, excited reports had come from lower floors of the GSC headquarters. The conclusion was understandably tentative, given the huge distance and the short period of time involved, but the personnel responsible for tracking Comet Conte Abate were insistent that the small orbital deviation they had already detected was unprecedented and highly significant. If they were correct, the comet's course had changed and would no longer carry it to a collision with Earth. If they were correct, the messengers had indeed decisively intervened. Godfrey gazed at the TV screen as it showed yet another repeat of the incredible moments when a statue-like Dan McCarthy had been connected to one of the messengers by a metallic cable at the back of his neck. It was by now assumed as a fact that Dan and the alien had been conversing, and the data Godfrey was privy to, but which hadn't yet reached the media, gave him a strong clue as to what had been said. "Dan McCarthy," Godfrey said to himself, a rare natural smile crossing his face. "You beautiful bastard."